This is The Resilience, a global security and crisis management podcast, and I'm your host, Brandon Sims. Hey everyone, I am glad you're here today, and today we're going to be talking about travel planning. Some of this, I will tell you up front, is geared towards mission trip planning, but the big thing is we're going to talk about traveling worldwide. And this sounds like a simple thing, you're planning a trip. How hard can this be? Well, I just want to share some things with you, and we're going to break it down from a month perspective leading up to the trip. And the reason I want to share these things with you is there's some core functions, some core capabilities, things that we can do to plan a trip that is effective for the mission. Whether that is going with family overseas, sending someone overseas, or you're taking a group of people overseas. And so it's really important to be organized and plan ahead. So here we go. We're going to kick it off a little bit here, and we're going to go through it. Later on at the end, I'll tell you how to contact us at EWGSX, and you can send in questions if you'd like more clarification, anything of that nature, and we'll be happy to help you out and get the information back to you. So kicking this off, travel planning. When you're looking to plan, you should really start 12 months out, especially if you're taking teams, but that can be hard. Sometimes people can do it in 6 months, 9 months, but really looking out a year ahead, what is the environment like? Everybody can be excited. Expectations are high around this time when we're talking about 12 months out. People are starting to make commitments even a year out in a lot of cases. And so we have to plan ahead. And so we need to be confirming our trip dates. When are we going and where are we going? And our details. So if you're traveling with a group or there's a group leader or an organization, company, you really want to hammer out these dates, details with your hosts, meaning who is leading the trip, who's organizing the trip, who's overseeing the trip. And this is when you should also begin fundraising. And the reason I bring up fundraising is obviously we're a Christian mission organization, but even at the family level, saving money for this trip. Starting out a year ahead can make it a lot easier versus the last 6 months or last 3 months. No matter how small the amount is or how big it is, depending on your trip, you can do it. We can all do this, all right? During this 12-month time also, is start taking applications. So that leads towards trips and trip leaders and organizations. Start receiving those applications about a year out if you can. A lot of organizations, like I said earlier, bump to the 9 to 6 month out range, but at least 12 months, you're starting to get the ball rolling. You're starting a few of the admin tasks to get everything going because you really want commitments and a small non-refundable deposit when you're doing this planning. And so that's everything. So we talk about here, as you can hear, we're going to be bouncing around a couple of areas, but just take it, listen to it, and apply it based off your situation or what your situation will be in the future. And so the reason we take these small non-refundable deposits is you got to have skin in the game. One, a verbal commitment is just that. It's just a verbal commitment. But when you put money into it, there's a lot more actions that are going on behind the scenes. And that really pushes that individual, that family, or whoever it is, to be committed to this trip and to stay connected. One of the other things we can do during this year out time frame is to begin crafting and mailing support letters, emails, posting things, getting to know, one, the word out of what you're doing and where you're going, but also to start connecting your team members. And that's what we really want, because when you're going on mission, it's about a team. It's about connectivity. It's about unity, carrying out the mission together. And so those are some key things to start looking at. Another key thing is to really look at what we call open source intelligence. And here at the end, I'll share some nuggets of information and how you can do that. But for now, we're just gonna put a pin in that. You start learning about the culture you're going to. It doesn't matter if you've been one time or 50 times. The world evolves, people change, environments change. And so we need to make sure we're aware of where we're going, where we're taking people, and what we're doing. And so diving into that open source intelligence. And good open source intelligence comes from a lot of areas, and it covers crime, terrorism, natural disaster, geopolitics, medical situations from minor to pandemic level, natural disasters, and so much more. Just to kind of put a little nugget in there for you. Now, when we jump to it 9 to 6 months away from departure, things are starting to kick up, right? We need to make sure that we created a budget. We've set fundraising milestone goals for each team and team member leading up to this. Working with if you're traveling alone, you're traveling with a family, really looking into a travel agency, or if you're real savvy online, being able to find those airfare capabilities and ranges, price ranges that fit you. If you're working with an organization, they should be able to lead that. That should be kind of part of the package, honestly, to help book those tickets, plan that trip. And you're also going to want to start applying for passports during this time. So if you have an expired passport, or you don't even have a passport, you need to get that in, get that ball rolling, and do it quickly. Do not put it off, because if you don't have your passport, you're not going. Plain and simple, you're not going to get there. So knock that out early, have it in hand, and move forward. Also, you're going to want to check and apply for visas to the country you're going to based off where you're departing from. And this is vital. To follow the details of what that country says is necessary for the visa that you're applying for. And the visa you're applying for should align with the trip you're going on. What is the purpose of your trip? Are you going for humanitarian reasons? Are you going to be a tourist? Are you going to overtly go from a religious perspective, business visa, so forth and so on? And so you want to make sure you're getting the right visa, and then you're following all the rules and steps to get that visa when you apply for it. The next thing to do is to check out immunization needs. So what kind of shots do you need? It's very simple. We have a link on EWGSX that is connected live into the CDC and what they recommend and advise for each country. That's your quickest place to go. But then also you can look at the State Department, at the U.S. Embassy in the country that you're going to, and they will tell you what shots you need, what you need to have on record before arriving in country. And then during this 9 to 6 month time frame, and this is 9 to 6 months away from departure, before 9 to 6 months before your wheels up and heading outbound, you want to also make sure that all of your paperwork is signed and submitted. So passports, any required photos, visa applications, and anything that's required if you're working with an organization, a church, a business, whatever the circumstances are. Make sure there's not, make sure you understand what other required responsibilities and paperwork and everything that they need for you as you travel and prepare to travel. The next thing is to understand travel protection insurance. This is a big thing. There's a lot of companies out there and they can do a lot of things. They recommend a lot of things and so forth and so on. But you want to purchase travel protection insurance. This way, if something bad happens medically, from a security perspective, but also your trip gets canceled, you want protection to get your money back. And so you have travel protection insurance, but then also I want to recommend and really have you think about this. At a minimum, have medical insurance for this travel, and then also evacuation, also known, another way you can say it is security extraction insurance. And the reason for this is if you get in a medical situation and you have this insurance, this will help in getting you better care, one, getting you to a safer location with probably better infrastructure, but then also if it's a dire life and death, getting you back to the States, getting you the care you need. And then when I talk about evacuation and security extraction insurance, the thing here is, across the globe, the world is intensifying. A lot of the places that we go, that we focus on, are some of the darkest places for Christians to operate. And so it's dangerous. Just because it's dangerous doesn't mean we won't go, but we also have to understand we need to be prepared when we go to these locations. And one of these is having this as a plan B. It's not just about calling a John Doe and saying, hey, I need help. You're my point of contact. Help me out. Well, in reality, it's not like Hollywood. Things don't just happen in minutes. It could take days, multiple days, a lot of people involved, and it could get real messy. And so one of the ways to help this is to have the evacuation and security extraction insurance. And so there's a company, two companies that I recommend professionally. One is Global Rescue, and the other one is called Global Guardian. These two companies bring wealth of experience, wealth of knowledge, and real world men and women to the forefront. This is not something about a company that's out there to solely make money. They are for-profit companies, but they bring real world experience to the table. They have people on standby 24/7, 365 in the majority of the world. And so I highly recommend you look into them, look into their capabilities. Once again, that's Global Rescue and Global Guardian. That's who I use. That's who we coordinate with the organization I'm with. And I work closely with them. And I put my name behind them. And there you go. That's my professional advice. And also, and last, during this 9 to 6 month, months before departure, you want to be having your team meetings and trainings. Now, if you're going with a family, you can still meet, prepare, learn, understand the culture. If you're a business, what does the business require? What type of training are you giving your people? What type of meetings are they having to prepare to go on this trip? It could be something that's very simple, short and sweet, because it's one business traveler and he's there every other week. Or you could be taking a team of people. Well, then you need more in-depth training. Excuse me. And if you're an organization like we are, we have a lot of people moving. There's a lot of spinning wheels almost 7 days a week that's going on. And so trainings look unique based off the team. Meetings look unique based off the team. And it's not always simple. Sometimes it's extensive training, but that is what is necessary to be effective. And now, let's jump down to 3 months. So when we talk about we're getting closer, everybody's excited, this is an important period. This is a place where you've made your final commitments. If you're a team leader, the whole team should be organized, on target with the fundraising, and you're growing closer as a team relationally and spiritually. We also have to keep in mind some things to think about. During this time frame, you're going to want to purchase your missionary airfare, if you haven't already done this. Plan and research baggage regulations with the airline. Understand what is required, what the limits are really with airlines traveling to and from these locations. And then also, what are you taking? Are there products? Are you going on a humanitarian mission? So what do you need to take with you? Are you going on a medical mission? What type of equipment do you need to take with you? Medicines, things of that nature. And whatever your mission is, how does it apply to what you're doing? But also keep in mind, you need to understand the country you're going to. What will they allow in? And what will they not allow in? And continuing on, we want to finalize all of our fundraising to hit your goals. What is worse than planning a trip, getting everything going, and you don't meet it financially? That's tough. And that can cause a lot of things to fall apart. But it also can be an opportunity for a team to come together to get to that final number and hit 100% of your fundraising goals. Now, when you're traveling overseas, obviously, logistics is a part of this. And so you want to focus on ground transportation to and from the airport while you're on mission. And at the end, as you go back to the airport, between hotels, dining, whatever the mission is, understand what ground transportation you need and then plan it accordingly. And use trusted sources. Don't just fly on the cuff of, well, this is what we're going to do and we'll be all right. We'll figure it out when we get there. That's actually a poor idea. It's an unsafe idea. It's actually a very poor idea as well. And so I want to encourage you to plan ahead and prepare that ground transportation. Also, confirm arrival details with your host. So who's picking you up? Who's meeting you? Or is no one meeting you and you're going to meet them at a different location? Confirm all these details. Know who they are, what they look like. The clothes they're going to be wearing is always a key, so that you're not bombarded by all these people trying to just get some bucks off of you to carry your luggage when you arrive. Unconfirmed taxis trying to pick you up. People trying to get your business. You can get in, get out, and get on mission. The next thing is something that we recommend. You don't have to do this in every location, but something to think about is to register with the United States State Department with their U.S. Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. It's also known as STEP. You're going on a trip, fill out as much information as you're comfortable with online through the State Department. And by doing this in the country that you're going to, should anything arise, you will be notified. Should they need to have accountability of Americans, you will be notified. Should there in extreme circumstances be a need to evacuate, they have a way to reach out to you. And so this is what is important for your survivability, but also in times of emergency or concern. You can also call into the embassy, and if you're already registered, that is going to speed up the process. That's going to help the process. Now, when you're traveling, as we're getting there, so we're at the 3 month mark, you want to print out your mission trip packing list and plan accordingly. Really understand what it is you're taking, what's required of you, what your business is saying you need to take. As a family, talk about it, plan. What do we need to take and what do we not need to take? And so we say print it out because you can make that an easy checklist. Hey, I've packed this. I can't take this, or whatever the circumstances are, and plan accordingly. Now, a few other things. So as we wrap up, so as you get closer, you're going to really be planning. You're going to have more meetings. You're going to be connecting more and building that unity, getting closer on mission, getting ready to go. And one of the last things I want to talk about, so when you're getting there, you're equipped and you're ready to go, your team's assembled, everything's ready to go, be ready, be excited, and give it to God. Give your mission to God. There's nothing else better in preparation than being in tune with God and being ready to go. And so one of the last things I want to wrap up here today is to talk about some avenues, some things you can look at from a culture perspective when we're talking about travel planning. And that is, you can go to our website at ewgsx.com. On there, if you'll go to Intel, click on that. That will give you links to the State Department, to CDC, a whole bunch of other areas, but also give you open source intelligence based on countries that we're tracking, that we put information in. And the reason I say this is it also builds in the capability for you to be aware ahead of time for your trip. See, when we learn about culture, it's not just about what we see on the news or we do a little Yahoo, Google search, whatever it is. It's about diving into what's really going on so that I'm prepared if I'm traveling by myself, or I'm taking my family with me, or I'm going on a business trip or a mission trip. No matter where we are on the spectrum, no matter what our role is on the spectrum, it is our responsibility to take safety and security serious. It is our responsibility to plan ahead for what could happen based on the facts of the location we're going. Now, I'm not talking about becoming paranoid and running a thousand what-if scenarios. And I'm also not coming from, hey, the sky is falling scenario. What I'm talking about is real heartfelt preparation and travel planning. And so when you go to our website, ewgsx.com, like I said, click on Intel. There's several links there. There's countries you can dive into to learn about what's going on. What is the heartbeat on the ground? What are things that I could face? And so that helps you prepare ahead of time. Also on that website, we have a training section. There's a few online training things that you can take there for free to help prepare and to just have some skills in your toolbox as you go and as you plan, whether you're leading, you're a member of the team, or you're going by yourself. And so I encourage you to check out our website, see what else we have in there for you, and also click on the travel tips. This is one section that I really don't talk about a lot, and I should honestly talk about it probably at least in every podcast here, but really the key thing here is we have a lot of tips. There's quick little snippets of information that you can read, try to ingest, learn about, and add to your repertoire. And if there's something that you don't understand, it's very simple. You can take what we have, Google other stuff, and get a different perspective from other people as they explain how to handle those situations or some tips as well. And so I encourage you to go there as you're planning travel for yourself, your business, your family, a team, whatever it is. And so we're pretty short today, but I just wanted to drop in and give a little bit about travel planning. Just high level overview. But once again, if you have any questions, you can reach out to us. Just go to ewgsx.com, click the contact page, drop in your information and shoot us some questions, topics you'd like us to cover, whatever it is, feel free to do that. Thank you for listening today, and we'll catch you on the next go round.
Thank you for listening to The Resilience. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, become a ministry partner, become a sponsor, or if you have questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, please visit our website at www.ewgsx.com.